T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, here we are from the kitchen, and it is good evening to you and IB at 11:08. It is a Friday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here. You there on the other side of the kitchen, 345 Hudson. He sits. He is producer, director, key grip unit, production manager, choreographer, and makeup man, Peter Hoffman. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. And that'll be the number for a three-hour Friday into a Saturday morning schmooze, right up until Sal Licata at 2 on your fan, New York City.
Robert Saleh will be the next head coach of the New York Jets.
All right, you called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
I do like this fit. I think this is a guy, when you look at him and what he can do, he'll bring an energy to a team that needs it.
Picked off! It is Richard Sherman, and he returns it all the way for a 49ers touchdown.
And this guy is a high-energy coach, and all the players that I've talked to over the years raved about him.
Akello Witherspoon with the interception and a 49ers touchdown.
Good as he can get, knows more about football, all three phases, and he's going to hire the best staff. He knows about players. He knows who knows what they're talking about, who doesn't know what they're talking about, and he also knows how to deal with people.
Rudolph under pressure and going down at about the 40-yard line. The ball came loose. Trying to break away. Throws and it's intercepted. Picked off by Quan Williams.
Mayfield trying to get away. The ball comes loose. And the 49ers recover.
You have to know your weaknesses. You have to connect to and understand yourself. And you have to understand what you can't give a player. No one coach can give a player everything.
Landry and Beckham Jr. to the left. He looks to the right. And it is intercepted.
Play action and Goff is going to go down around the 5-yard line. Solomon Thomas.
And now a fitting sack by the 49er defense.
Crowd looking for a big play from the defense. Allen, however, has it intercepted. And they get the big play.
No, it's not good to hire 20 Robert Salas on a staff. Sure, I think I'm a hell of a coach, but there are things that I can't do.
If you know how to delegate, handle people, hire good coaches, and motivate, you'll be a good coach in the NFL.
Third down and 4. Look at this bull rush, including Fred Warner among the big guys up front. And Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, is pumped up.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
Play action off of this on 2nd and 7, and they get to him, and they do so by bringing Williams, and then the ball comes out.
Here's Hill, straight run, trying to get to the edge. It can't get there. Nick Bosa, what a play.
Every game is independent of itself, and you look at stuff, obviously, but you take the approach that every game is independent, and you attack each game as its own championship moment, and you prepare the best you can, and you let the chips fall where they may.
From the Golden Gate to Gotham Green, Joe Douglas could have hired anyone, could have hired another leader, another head coach, but he wanted more than that. He wanted leadership. Douglas knows that a good leader doesn't want followers. Good leader wants to establish other leaders on and off the field. If Robert Saleh can do that, and Douglas thinks he can, Jets fans will follow. Robert Saleh will not remind anyone of a Macy's mannequin. No way. He's a blur standing still. All body parts move at all times. When he speaks, players listen. His X's and O's, his looks, his schemes, his coverages come with passion and energy. He has inspired, has motivated, and has found success because of it. Joe Douglas wanted a CEO type, someone who could rally the organization, rally the team, and win with the same fire he sees in Robert Saleh. Douglas thinks he's found leadership. And now it's up to Douglas, of course, to find those who can lead the way. A very active day for the New York Yankees. Corey Kluber, you remember him. 1 year he signs with the Yankees for $11 million. You know all about this. And over the last 2 years, only doctors have been checking him out in both Cleveland and Texas as he recovers and rehabs from various injuries. 10 teams were looking in on him, including, of course, the Yankees. And here's why you knew from the get-go that the Yankees had to be more than all the other teams, the team to be signing Corey Kluber. Number one, Eric Cressy. Eric Cressy runs the strength and conditioning department for the Yankees. He also runs the facility in Florida where Kluber trained. So you could check that box. Matt Blake is the Yankee pitching coach, and he was part of Cleveland's pitching development when Kluber was there. So if you connect the dots, easy to think and easy to see that the Yankees had the inside track more than the nine other teams checking out Corey Kluber. And so the Yankees got a guy for a rotation that can certainly use another starter. And if one is going to be omitted from the starting rotation as we know it now, it could be that Mr. Tanaka might be pitching in Japan. We'll wait to see what happens with Kluber, but the Yankees and the nine other teams were all willing to sign him to the kind of deal the Yankees did, because in the showing of what he can do to the nine teams, he was looking very good. But what else happened? What other news did we hear about? The waiting is over, isn't it? Yankee fans were getting a little bit impatient. Yankee fans were getting a little bit anxious. But the waiting is over, isn't it? The Yankee second baseman, he is now back where Yankee fans want him to be. And he's going to be around for a while. Yankee fans can now exhale because the deal has been done. 6 years and $90 million.
DJ is actually like hip to the knowledge. Like he actually knows what's going on.
Yeah, I enjoy it. You know, every game feels like a big game. You feel like you're under the spotlight.
Into the right field seats, he's done it again. David John makes Long Gone.
My favorite DJs.
Not getting away with anything in New York. You know, I just feel like it's a city that loves baseball, and you know, baseball is my passion, so I feel like it's a really good fit.
Last night a DJ saved my life.
Base hit by LeMahieu to center field, and the Yankees take a 10-9 lead.
DJ put me in a trance.
It is gone. DJ David John makes Long Gone.
Glad we had the whole season. Glad we got through it. I thought the playoffs were awesome. So, yeah, it was a special year. Definitely a special one.
Last night a DJ saved my life.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
It's a base hit and an RBI for LeMahieu.
Oh, DJ now collects his fourth hit of the day. That's winning the championship in the right style.
Thanks a lot, DJ.
Gone. Over the wall. Boy, does he have that stroke down.
That DJ has got some mad skills.
You get a packed house. You know, everybody's on board. Everybody wants to win. Fans, team, everybody. It's, I think it heightens the focus, and it's a lot of fun.
And all the way to second goes LeMahieu with a two-run double.
his third hit of the day.
How can I be a DJ?
I want to stay here. I've said that a few times. You never know how it goes. I thought I was going to stay in Colorado, and I didn't. So obviously I'm hoping to be back here, but you just never know how it goes.
DJ gets a ribby double, and the Yankees take a 6-5 lead.
I don't know why it was so up and down. It's just I'll chalk it up to 2020, and I know we're going to be extremely focused and ready to go.
I got the DJ.
Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life.
And what a surprise. Not that he is back with the New York Yankees, but how often does an athlete take security over money? Most athletes think security is nothing more than a bunch of guards wearing a badge outside the stadium. Are we still talking about the Brooklyn Nets? Are we still talking about Kyrie Irving? Yes, we are. And here's some advice, and maybe he's given this a little bit of thought and maybe not. But Kyrie Irving, and now he may want to send his sister nothing more than a birthday card next year. Because he was this close to her, and because he was standing right there, blowing out the candles, and close enough to more than 15 others wishing her a happy birthday, Adam Silver said that'll be $50,000 for breaking the NBA's COVID-19 protocols, not wearing a mask. Irving might respond to that by saying, well, listen, I tried blowing out the candles with my mask on, but nothing was happening. But wait a minute, don't put that wallet away. Irving is going to lose salary from the games he has missed this week. And so let's take a look at the box score. For committing the flagrant foul, playing hooky instead of basketball, he's going to add another $816,000 large to that $50,000. More than enough for the NBA to throw a few NBA birthday parties for the front office administration. Now, you got to think when Irving comes back, and maybe Saturday against Orlando, because technically, as far as NBA protocols were concerned, I think even if he wanted to come back earlier this week, he had to be in quarantine. He had to be away from some others because of being at the birthday party earlier in the week, not wearing a mask. So he had to be quarantined. For 4 or 5 days, I think it was. I think it was 5 days he had to be quarantined. So he is technically, from what I understand, eligible to play on Saturday night. But hey, listen, knowing what we know about Kyrie Irving, you know, if he damn well feels like it, you know, who knows? He may or may not play. I guess it depends on whether or not he's in the mood to play a little basketball. And here's another thing, how the big three are going to get along with each other before we have a players-only meeting to sort out the egos with three trying to share the rock. James Harden, everybody's favorite NBA player. You know, I don't know about you, but I've been wondering, who might have inspired Harden to grow a beard long enough and wide enough to hide a fugitive? Maybe Grizzly Adams or ZZ Top.
An appreciation, or at least awareness, of beards, which is why today I am going to teach you some beard hairstory.
Harden goes right up, Gobert sends it back.
Our goal ultimately is to put out a championship contender, you know, and have some sustainable success. That's what we want to do, and hence that's what brought us to this opportunity now.
The beard has always been ensnarled with history, and today I'm going to tell you 5 historical beard facts so astounding that you will grow a beard.
They called him the beard.
and he walked here and there.
The timing was right. The timing was right for us. And fortunately, anytime you get an opportunity to acquire or try to acquire a player of this caliber, it's something you've got to look hard at. And that's certainly something we did.
Hart gets this one off. No good. Here's Hart's step back off the mark. Hart 0 for 3 from the floor.
CIA once plotted to put thallium salts in the shoes of Fidel Castro so that his beard would fall out and ruin his public image.
They called him the beard.
Here's Hart. The fourth block already by Gobert. Toe tap 3. Too strong. He's 0 for 6 and 0 for 3 from 3-point range.
I think they're all looking for that common goal. We're all looking for that common goal. You know, as I've said before, is to be the last team standing.
In 17th century Russia, Peter the Great introduced a beard tax.
Hart with 7. Gets past one guy. Cuts between two defenders. Now 0 for 10 from the floor. Hart, toe tap 3. 0 for 11 from the floor.
From ownership to the coaching staff, front office, everybody had a say in this. And, you know, we don't take light that we had to make, you know, some pretty tough decisions, without a doubt.
But his name was the Beard, and he ruled the town.
Apparently, Alexander the Great forbade his soldiers from having beards because they could be grabbed in battle.
Harden, 0 for 12. Harden for 3. He still can't make a shot. He's 0 for 13.
Continue to build, and we will continue to build, with or without the picks that we may or may not have now. And then we'll show resilience through all of this.
Harden drives, blocked.
They called the Beard.
Now Hart, step back 3 off the side of the backboard.
Did I hear 0 for 12? I think I heard 0 for 12. It must have been against the mouthpiece and the shimmies in either Game 6 or Game 7 when they had that 3-2 lead. Where was Harden? Where was Harden in the second half? Nowhere to be found. In the biggest games of his career, he was nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be heard from in the third and fourth quarter. He'll try to turn that around by getting in shape first and foremost for the Brooklyn Nets. No, 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 he doesn't plan on going on any kind of a diet. He plans to get in shape by shaving his beard. Okay. No, from the one. By the way, I heard Peter Hoffman, who's producing right now. I heard Paulie Rosenberg with JJ, and they gave their picks for this weekend. How silly they all are. And making it sound like they really know what's going on. Everyone knows the Buffalo Bills are going to win the Super Bowl, and they are not going to be seen losing a game in this postseason in January of 2021. And they are going to beat the Green Bay Packers. Watch and see when we get to that number one Sunday in February. 1-877-337-6666, as if you didn't know. And we are about to begin with you. Everything is on the table with the Yankees and certainly with the new Jets HC. And if you have to, if you really have to, we'll talk about Kyrie Irving. And we'll talk about James Harden, and we'll talk about, and you know what? It would be better to talk about them than what the Knickerbockers only a little while ago were going through. Another example of living hell. 1-877-337-6666. And it'll be a 2.5 hour schmooze right up until Sal Licata and Sal coming your way at 2 on your Fan New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.